Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. The cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Being about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't ever put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money. Money in these jeans, it fits so clean. You spitting out it, but can you flip that? Can you make it grow? I'll make the cream. Put that deposit in my wallet, don't think it won't stick. I orgasm my transactions in big deals. Don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be. Please, M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y. M-O-N-E-Y. All of it, all of it.
To make you do a two-step. Got my paper up when my weight is up. To me, it's better than sex. M is for money, O is for over. N is for nuts, I ain't no pushover. E is for early, day of the week. Y is for yes, it's a week out of E.
Biscuits, once again, everybody out there in Dollhouse Radio Land, it is Thursday. And you know the best part about Thursday is? It is webcamming with Sammy and Sage. I am your host, Miss Sammy Bricks, and my lovely, lovely, beautiful Miss Butterfly Queen Sage Montana is here with me. How are you, darling?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fabulous. Oh my gosh, you're not at the airport this week.
Thank God.
So how was your arrival home? Obviously, you got there safe and sound. Was it crazy?
It was very crazy. We got stuck at the airport quite a few times. Had to spend the night. After I got the phone with you guys, our flight got delayed. And
again?
It got pushed all the way. Yes, it got pushed. And we ended up in Chicago, and then we had to spend the night in the Chicago airport. And, yeah, and then we had to wake up I didn't really sleep because we sleep on these little bunk thingies. It looks like a jail. But
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and then we get up at 4 in the morning because we were supposed to get on a flight at 6 in the morning, and that got bumped. And... So it wasn't until like 1 o'clock Chicago time that we finally like flew out to Little Rock and finally home to Vegas.
Wowzers. So did they, like, give you guys a free flight or anything?
We're supposed to get some credit thing emailed to us. But
okay, that's not good enough.
Right.
I'd be like, no, let me talk to the super right now because my ass is pissed off. Holy biscuits. Well, I am just glad that you guys all made it back safe and sound, baby in tow, still, like, you know.
Yeah.
Still in there, keep it all nice and warm, and glad you made it back. So, so glad that you did.
Right.
So, you know, here's what, okay, this show that we do, everybody out there in Dollhouse Radio Land, speaking of, we're going to have an amazing guest coming up here very shortly, and I have to announce this is our very first male webcam model that we've had on the show, so I'm very excited about that. Me and Sage know him very well. I know him extremely well, every inch of him, very, very well.
Yes, you do.
Oh, boy. Yes, he is one hot, sexy cam model that's going to be joining us. Not only is he a cam model, but he's also a very amazing adult performer. Mr. Dirk Huge will be joining us very shortly. But before we get into that, okay, Sage, you know I never do any bashing or bad talk on social media. I just don't do it because I don't like to put negativity out there. But when it comes to the radio show, I don't give a fuck. I'll say, I'll call it out there. I don't care, okay? I'm kind of like the Trump of the radio show, because if you piss me off, I'm going to say it. Here's the dealio. We had somebody not too long ago that was on social media and was talking crap about me and you. And it wasn't the gentleman that called and apologized last week. It wasn't him. So, Mr. Texas, you're
okay.
Good, baby Don. Yeah, Don's okay. It was, you know.
He's safe, okay?
Yeah, he's safe. He's in the safe zone right now.
He's safe, okay.
He made his home run. He saved himself. He is good to go. But this other person, which I'm not going to state the name, but they made it very clear that they think I say mean things to them on the show or about them. Let's see. How do I put this without giving him too many minutes of fame without saying his name? I'm going to give him a little fame without saying his name. That should be a new song. I'm going to give you fame without saying your name. Yeah, we're going to go blind at this.
What?
Okay. Here's the dealio. This mother trucker decided, you know, he wanted to have his 5 minutes of fame. I gave him his 5 minutes of fame, let him come on to the show. I took his call and and didn't realize who he was until after he started talking. And then I was like, oh, crap on a stick. Oh, that is the person that was talking shit about me and Sage. And why somebody would want to talk shit about me and you is beyond me, because we never do anything mean. We have our webcamming show here that we try to teach other webcam models, you know, how to utilize their business, how to, you know, build their business, and also just how to be a really good all-around cam model. You know, whether you want to be a nice cam model, a really extreme naughty cam model, or you just want to be a bitch cam model, we can help you in all ways. So why people want to hate on us, I don't know. But here's the thing. This mother trucker had the nerve to post on social media that I had threatened him.
What? And,
right? Okay, if you go back to my Twitter line, which you guys can all go back and you can read it, at SammyBurk69, you'll see this silly...
I'm like looking now. What?
Yes, this silly, ignorant mongoloid. I'm going to call you a mongoloid because you don't deserve to have a name right now. Like, I can't even make up a name for somebody so silly that would say I would threaten them. Because here's the deal. I'm going to keep it really real. I'm going to keep it real right now. Baby doll, I know you're listening, and you're going to come back and you're going to listen to the show. If I was going to threaten you, I would show up at your house with something that I have packed in three of my safes right now. I would show up at your doorstep, and you would know I was threatening you. So, jeez, leave me alone on social media. What did I do wrong? What, I opened my mouth? and called you out?
Oh, whoops.
Yay. I called him out again. Oopsie, did I do that? Okay, enough of that. I wasted my time on somebody who is so not important to us.
Wow.
Yeah, so when it comes to anybody who thinks that I'm going to threaten you, trust me, if I was going to, I would just pick up the phone and call you, okay? Now, back to webcamming. Because that's
Good
what we're
grief,
doing.
Guys.
I know, right? And one thing I can say, though, a lot of haters have actually brought me a lot of business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have, especially in the webcamming world, when we have webcam haters, they bring us amazing business. Because if we're busy, when another cam model isn't, they'll come in the room and start hating, or they'll tweet things and start hating. And I'm like, bring it on, because guess what? Those people just came in my chat room, and now I'm making your money. It's a win-win situation for us cam models. So all you girls and guys
right.
that are listening, yeah, it's like, don't hate, appreciate. We're here to help you masturbate.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lanta.
My goodness.
Holy. I know, I'm on a roll. I'm on a masturbation roll right now. Oh, my
wow.
God. Okay, so I know you, Miss Sage, have some yummy things coming up. What's going on in the world of Sage Montana?
Okay, well, everyone keeps asking me to make some dirty Prego videos.
Woo!
So I'm going to be working on that this week, yes. Sent me links to some videos they've received from other girls to help me, which I truly appreciate. So I'm going to work on that this week and hopefully have those available maybe by next Friday.
Yay. So those videos, those are going to be available on your StreamMate page?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Like a tip or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, sweet Jesus. We are going to be seeing some yummies. Oh, yay, yay, yay,
yay.
And for those of you
yep.
that don't know, Sage Montana is, I will say it again, and I say this every week, one of the most amazing webcam studios ever. Not only, and I'm not saying this just because she's my friend, I'm saying this because she actually truly is an amazing webcam studio owner. Like, she has girls that she takes care of above and beyond. I mean, they come into her studio, she has the equipment set up for them. It's amazing what she does, and she takes care of the girls, and she actually cares about them. Like, you do. And I, every week I say this, I'm like, this girl is just absolutely fantastically amazing. It's like, you're probably going to be giving birth to your baby in December, and you're going to have a webcam turned on with just your face, so that way the guys can see what's going on.
They would love that, I'm sure. Dirty boys.
Somebody out there would like that. You know that. Sage Montana giving birth. But only facial expressions. Only facial expressions. That's all you get. For all you fetish fuckers out there. All you get. Oh, my Lanta. Okay, maybe I took that one a little too far, but who cares? It's you know, a live radio show. I can say whatever the hell I want to say, right? So before we get too far into the show, and before our amazing, hot, sexy guest comes on, Mr. Dirk Huge, and by the way, yes, he is huge in more ways than one, we are going to do some Dollhouse Radio announcements. I'm not going to do them, but Miss Sexy Angela is. So, Miss Angela, please take it away. Everybody, let me say that again 5 times real fast. We will be right back after about a minute and a half. So, everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back to this masturbation station.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out all about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website or the Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. We are home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, if you're interested in getting your music in rotation on Dollhouse Radio, email your submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promo photo, and your music in MP3 format, or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at briandollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joelle, Takara Hamilton, Spliff Star, Griffith the One, Lone Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at dollhouse_radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Thank you so very much, Miss Angela. You are the besties ever. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, now back to webcamming with Sammy and Sage. We do have a yummy guest that's going to be coming on, and I'm going to have some yummy questions for this Mr. Yumminess, Dirk Huge. And I'm sure Sage has a few questions for him.
Yeah, like, where has he been? I haven't seen him online for a while.
You know, I'm not quite sure where he is stroking it these days and who he's stroking
it
with.
Where's the book at?
We're going to find out. Yeah, we are going to be finding out today. You know what I think it is?
Yeah.
He's been so busy, like, doing adult. Of course, we're all doing adult. But, I mean, he's been so busy with all those, you know, big-name people. Like the rest of us, just, you know, we're just little people now.
We don't matter.
That's all right. We're going to eat him alive. We're going to eat him alive for about 20, 25 minutes if he'll let us, you know, have that much time with him. I mean, grown so much in the industry, which we'll see if he allows us to have enough time with him. So I want to ask you, I know there were some things that were going on with StreamMate, and a lot of you out there listening, you know, we always say StreamMate because that's where we actually sign into our webcam accounts is StreamMate.com, but you guys, most of you guys out there are affiliate, you know, users and whatnot. So when we say StreamMate, you're probably 90% of the time logging in to an affiliate site. But I want to ask you, especially since you have a studio, Ms. Sage, I noticed there was a lot of technical issues going on. Did you have major complaints from the girls?
Oh.
How the heck did you freaking go with all your girls bitching?
Let me just tell you, girls, that, you know, I love my girls. Everyone knows that. So many of them, as I'm sitting in my office, come up here and they're like, my computer's broken. My computer's broken. And I'm like, it's not your computer. It's not your computer. And I'm trying to teach them the difference between a site issue, a computer issue, a camera issue, you know, things
right.
that happen. And
right.
I was like, the next person that comes in my office and says that they're having a computer issue is going to eat a computer for dinner.
You know, you should have said either you eat a computer for dinner or I'm going to charge you double for your freaking stay to use my computer.
Thank goodness is put out that they're going to take care of everybody. So that I could tell my girls, you know, relax. They're going to, you know, take care of us. It's all
right.
good. Just wait for that little email. And, you know, they are going to, you know, StreamMate does their best to get issues resolved as quick as possible. And I know sometimes we can be a little bit impatient. But
especially
I think,
being camels.
Yeah.
Literally. They are
taking care of us. So everybody will... People who don't know will find out at when they get their email today, letting them know. So
exactly,
thank God.
Exactly. Yes, they will. And it's a very nice email.
It's a very nice email, yes. I must say.
It is. Thank you. Very awesome. I think it's a promotion they should try to do randomly for different things, but we'll keep...
Seriously? Oh my gosh. Okay, you know what? Yeah, we should collaborate on that one and really put some... Yeah, that's definitely something I think should be in the works.
Because I heard back in the day, and I don't know if they still do it, but I'm Live used to do like little promos with their models. So I think that would be really cool. I mean, that's the only thing that StreamMate really doesn't do. So I think that would be so awesome if they started doing that.
Right. It would be. It would be extremely awesome. And not only that, but it makes the cam models more hungry and they work a lot harder. And it really brings a lot more to the table for the cam models and obviously the cam company. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring in this amazing, fabulous male cam model and adult performer. And honey, if you're listening, press 1 and I'll be able to put you through. You know who you are. You are the one, the only amazing.
Yeah, come on.
Mr. Dirk. Huge. He is. He's huge.
Hello?
Hello, hey, my darling. Oh, there he is. He's here.
Okay.
He's everybody, we got the amazing, fabulous Dirk Huge right here, right now, live on Dollhouse Radio.
Wow, don't do that. I'm not that amazing.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. You're huge. Trust me. I know, personally.
You felt it.
Wow. That's funny.
How the heck have you been?
Oh, busy. Just
what, are you
busy,
in the airport or something? I sound like you're in the airport, like Faith last week.
Nah, that's funny. No. Nah, I had to step out the office real quick.
Oh, you're in your office. See? All right, see, Faith? I told you, he's gotten so big.
Yeah.
And thank gosh, he's taking time out for us little people. See?
Oh, stop it. You're making me laugh. That's funny.
That's good. That's good, because I always make you laugh. I love making you laugh. So, Derek, honey, what are you doing today? What's going on? Are you, like, having some yummies and doing camming today? Or what's up, baby doll?
Really, I'm not doing, I haven't cammed in like, wow, it's so long. I mean, I do a lot of cam shows with Immortalize. I do a lot of shows with them, but I do a lot of back end stuff right now. I do a lot of camera work and stuff. And,
he said back end stuff.
Yeah. I bet he did.
Well, let me rephrase that. I do a lot of behind the camera. A lot of behind the camera. That's a good better word to use.
We like back end stuff better.
Well, look, being in this industry, you got to be clarified what you say. But I mean, a lot of
especially
lot
when
of
you
behind,
being on the air with us, you got to be really careful because we're gonna get you.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Dirk, you are actually our first male performer that we've had on the show,
wow.
And I'm so happy. I know, right? I wanted you to be our first. You are my first guy that I webcammed with. First guy ever that I webcammed with, right? Remember that?
The memories.
I remember.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
A lot of fun, though.
It was. Oh, my gosh. We had so much fun. And all the lemon drops that I made, oh, my gosh, those were amazing.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny that because a lot of guys that when they see me on cam, they kind of say, hey, I seen your show with Sammy once. When are you guys coming again? You know, oh, wow. They remember those days.
I know, right? It doesn't seem like it's been that long ago. It, like, seems like it was yesterday, but that was a couple years ago, like 2.5, almost 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It's been forever.
Holy
biscuits, Batman. I'm telling you.
Been on two different sides of the world, huh?
I know, right? And we're only like 3 hours away. How funny is that shit?
I know.
So I have to ask you, when it comes to you doing, because, you know, you say you're doing a lot of behind the scenes right now, you know, and I know you
right.
do a lot of, with Immoral, Live, all those productions and whatnot, like, and you've been busy, and you're, you know, I see you all over social media, you're having fun, but my question for you is, what do you find more amazing and satisfying as a performer, webcamming or doing, shooting the porn? Like, what do you find is more fun for you?
What's more, I mean, both sides is more fun, but I mean, it's a little different when you're like on set versus being in front of a webcamming, because then you more webcamming, you can be at your own pace of things.
Right.
When you're on set, you know, you got to do things in, you know, in order, however they, you know, the producer or whatever shoots, you know, for that scene or whatever, you know. So, but at webcamming, you can be at your own pace and you just actually sit and talk, you know, and actually get to know the people that you're getting ready to perform for. And, but on set, you know, they got orders up for you shooting, you know, like sex stills, pretty girls, and all. And then it's just a different, every director shoots different, you know. So it's definitely a different thing.
Right. Different vibe for.
Yeah. Because, yeah, camming, man, you can actually sit there and talk. And I remember when we used to count, when we used to do our shows, you know, we would sit there and laugh with them, and they would ask us these crazy questions.
And it was fun. It was, like, so much fun.
Yeah.
We had a blast. Oh, my gosh. We would sit there and joke and have so much fun, and then he would just pound the shit out of me.
Don't do that.
Just saying. What do you do? Like, drop your phone in a freaking wind tunnel?
Oh, wow. It's like windy out here in the valley, huh? Can you hear me now? I'm sorry.
Can you hear me? Oh, wait, is this Verizon or?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That was kind of funny. And no, I don't get paid from Verizon. I just like to throw that out there every once in a while. So, Miss Sage, and you know Sage, our butterfly queen, which you wanted to shoot with like a long time ago, because those butterflies on her ass cheeks are the most amazing. Out of all the girls that I've seen with tattoos on their asses, Sage knows how to use those butterfly wings. She knows.
I know. Do I have any questions? Oh, yes. Well,
oh, no, Sage. Miss Sage, do you have any questions?
I have a question.
Yeah,
I do, actually. I do. No, it's not a bad one. okay, so how did you deal when you were on cam, like even with Sammy? And, you know, sometimes there's customers that kind of aren't nice. How did you handle that being the guy side? You know, I know how us girls are able to handle it, but how did you handle it?
It took me a while. When I first started camming, it took me, you know, they can be pretty crucial, you know.
yeah.
But what they
no
were
boy.
And what they said, you know. And so sometimes at the beginning, it kind of, you know, threw me off, you know, because they say the craziest things, you know. Because like I say, with camming, you know, you take your time to get yourself in motion, you know. And they get to talking, oh, can he do the job? Or can he do this? Why is he this and that? So mentally for me, it kind of, you know, I my main focus, though, the thing was not to look at the screen. You know, that was a pretty hard thing for me not to do. When I got to looking at the screen of what they were saying, then that's
right.
when mentally it a mess with me. But I learned not to even pay attention, you know, and just focus what's in front of me.
Right.
So did you perform with other women, or did you ever do solo just with women, or?
Yeah, only women. I ain't doing no, yeah. Just women. Yeah. No, I mean, I did solo shows too before in the past.
Oh, okay.
I used to do solo shows before. I mean, I look at it as doing solo is like, you know, it's just like being on set. Like back in the days when I used to shoot a lot of content, where I used to webcam on my content shoot. And, you know, in between steps, in between break periods, you know, you have a lot of guys who are sitting there watching what's actually going on, you know, behind the scenes. So, I mean, if I'm sitting there stroking my dick, like, just waiting, just keeping myself ready, you know, it's I'm still in front of the camera, and it's kind of, you know, the same thing, basically, you know?
Right.
I have to sit there and keep stroking to stay hard and be ready, and I'm in front of the camera, and it's the same thing. So it's like, why not do it, you know, for the extra money?
Exactly. Oh my gosh, that's one of the things where, like, you had, when you had just said a little bit ago, you had said, well, when you're in the middle of doing the webcam show and trying not to focus on what people are typing on the screen, that seriously is something that cam models really need to realize. Don't focus on what they're typing on the screen. You engage whoever is in your chat room at that time. And whether you're stroking, you're masturbating, you got a toy in your vajayjay or a toy in your ass, whatever, you know, which I'm referring to men, you know, women and also men, but not, well, you know what I mean. Anybody. Yeah. I don't want people to take it the wrong way. But it's like when people are literally looking at their computer screen and what they're typing, what the sex monsters are typing, it can really throw a person off. It really can. And you lose your mojo, you lose your momentum. And once you become a seasoned cam model, you learn how to turn that shit off. You go with the flow and you get your mojo on and you just do it.
Well, yeah, right? Now, because basically, I mean, it's all out of, I know they do that to just try to, you know, mess with you, you know,
right.
if they can, you know, but I'm to the point where I still look at the screen now. I've done it for so long, you know.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't even bother me no more. You know, I actually, you know, when they say stuff, I kind of throw stuff back at them, you know, and they laugh it out, they LOL it, and it's gone, you know. So
that's the best part, when you can laugh at it and throw it back at them, and then still keep doing, you know, doing your thing and keep going with the mojo. That is the best part in the world. I love it. And you know me, because, I mean, I've always been like that. It's like, if you've got something to say while I'm in the middle of, you know, masturbating and, you know, and I'm jamming myself, it's like, say what you want to say. I'm still having a good time over here.
they crack jokes. And I got one guy once, he was saying, I was, you know, taking my time. And he's like, you know, what's wrong? You can't do it or whatever. And I said, you know what? I'd be mad too if I was on the other side of that computer, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, and they'll laugh it off and they'll joke and they'll just say, you know, they'll say, oh, I was just kidding. And it's cool. We just go about the show. So, I mean, as long as you throw stuff back at them and just like I said, you just laugh it off and it's pretty much fun. But it took
me
a while.
Yeah, you just have fun with it. But I do have to say, I have to throw this out there, I will say that Dirk can totally go for a very long time. Like, on, and he's like the Energizer Bunny without the bunny ears. Like, he would go for hours. I'm just saying.
I still remember the first time we met.
Oh, yes, the lemon drops. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes,
the lemon drop day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, my butt was hurting the next day. Just saying.
Wow.
Okay.
She just put it out there like that, huh?
I did. This is live radio, everybody. Did you just hear that?
Wow, yeah, that definitely was.
I just put it out there. Thank God for vitamin E oil. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is probably a little TMI, but that's okay, because this is how I roll.
Right.
This is how I roll. I do it my way. Oh, and by the way, for all of you cam models out there that do get a little dicked, trust me, the vitamin E oil really does work. It works wonders.
Oh, my.
What was that?
I can hear you.
It's good to know.
It is. It really, 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 truly works. I'm just saying. So, Dirk, darling, what advice would you have for any, you know, male performers out there that are brand new to webcamming? Because you've been doing this for a while now. You know what it's like to sit in front of the camera, engage the audience. Like, what would you say to them? And you know how hard it is for male performers to actually do the webcamming. Like, it's so much easier for a girl because we got tits and a badge. We go on, keep the guys happy. Well, it's a lot more than that. But for a guy, especially a straight guy, like, it's so hard to engage your audience. So what's your advice?
Yeah, my advice would be is just to, you know, it takes time. I mean, start for me, like I said, it took me a while. Like, when I first logged on, it would be one of those things, nobody came into the room. You know, you get the one, two people. And then, you know, and sometimes it can be frustrating because you look at it as in, like, you know, you're sitting on cam for hours and, you know, no one is really coming in, you know what I'm saying, to see you do your shows or whatnot. But, I mean, it's all part of, you know, like I say, self-promoting yourself as well as if you, you know, getting online through all social media, making sure that you, you know, tweet out and then post out your, you know what I'm saying, your link that you're on live now so people can actually click on and see that you're on. And if they, you know, they want to see it, then they click on it. And, you know, that's how you just got to basically advertise yourself that you're on. It's just going to take time. I mean, with, you know, being a new performer, a webcam performer, starting off, it can get frustrating, you know. Just
oh, boy.
You basically got to build up your fan base.
Right.
And then when you do shows, then just wild out. That's pretty much.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
some performers actually, a lot of times when you go into some rooms and before they even go, you know, Pride or Go shows or whatnot, you know, you can't ignore them either. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they acknowledge you and say, you know, what's up, hey, what's going on, where's the chick at, or can you do this, or can you do that, basically interacting with them, too, within your show kind of helps out because then that kind of gives them the actual feeling that, hey, you know, they're there for us, to perform for us, in that type of sense. But if you're not paying attention to them and just basically ignoring them, then they can, you know, they can easily just exit out and go to another room if you don't keep
paying attention to them. Right. And that's like a huge, huge thing for all webcam models, male, female, TS, everybody out there. You need to know that you have to always keep your audience engaged. Like,
yeah.
And Sage knows. With all her girls in her studio, she knows this by far better than anybody. It's like because whenever we log into our account, you know, we have to put in the site and you see who's on. Like, and if there's a screenshot picture of a girl with her cell phone in her hand, do you think any man or woman is going to want to click on that girl who has a cell phone in her hand? No. Why? Because why would you be, why are you playing on your cell phone when you need to be engaging your monsters? Like, what the heck? I mean, hello, electronic car made for webcamming. Leave the cell phone to the side.
That kills me when you go to a room and she's like laying on her stomach and, you know, tweeting away, and you got like seven people in your room talking to you, and it's like,
and she's not answering back, right?
Right, not saying nothing at all, you know.
Yeah, it is insanely crazy.
And they literally walk away. And another thing, they can also leave comments too, you know. On your front page about, you know, how you are as a performer, you know, saying that you're good or bad, or so they can leave negative and positive comments. So, I mean, it's a good thing to you know, keep them, you know, keep drawing them in and give them the attention, because then, you know, a lot of people who will read your front page see negative comments about you. They wouldn't even bother to click on your room.
Exactly. And the thing is, too, like, Sage, have you, like, noticed, okay, so with the comments, okay, guys can leave comments all day long, you know, as long as they're a member or whatever, they leave comments. Now, on the comments, the girls, they can't delete those. If you're a cam model,
Yeah, you can't delete those. Your tags you can delete, but your comments that come from all your you know, your people in there watching your cam show, girls, be careful. You can't delete those, sisters. Just saying.
Yeah, I've seen some really funny ones, actually. I seen a girl's tag said, she offered me sushi and gave me tuna.
Oh, my Lanta.
They would be very they'll be really cruel, so make sure you guys are paying attention and putting on the best show you can.
Oh, wow.
She offered me sushi and gave me tuna. Oh, my Lanta. Holy biscuits, Batman. That is funny. Wowzers. That is too freaking hilarious. So what do you have going on, Derek? What do you have going on, like, you know, streaming-wise? Because I know, well, because I want to say right here, I know your cam link is DirkHugeShoots.cammodels.com. So are you actually camming on that link, or?
Well, I haven't camped on that link, like I said, in a while, because I've just been busy doing other stuff.
Right.
But I'm going to actually start back with that same link. You know, I'm just in a motion of doing things different. I'm going to be doing another site, you know, in the future. And so I'm going to be shooting a lot more content and be streaming a lot of that all at one time. So I'm just getting everything.
Oh, yay.
I'm going to be getting everything and structure of how I want things done. Because I want to try to do it, you know, saying my way, so to speak. Because it's on a business aspect of it with shooting content versus, you know, like camming stuff. I want to do a lot of exclusive type content, you know, versus doing a lot of the content trade, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you know, then doing exclusive content, I can actually have that exclusive for myself, and, you know, and if anybody else want to see it, they got to come to me versus having that ability to go to three different people owning the same.
Right.
So, I mean,
that's good.
Yeah, that's a lot of reason why I haven't shot a lot of content, because I don't want it to be shared no more. I want it to be actually exclusive.
Right. So did you guys hear that? No more sharing with Dirk, okay? You guys are going to have to be exclusive. We're not sharing Dirk anymore. He's going to be exclusive.
I mean, the concentrate, it just depends, really. But I mean, like I said, I prefer exclusive. Like I say, and a financial standpoint, it's more beneficial for me down the line than to share, because, you know, it's you know, people have different ways of making revenue with, you know, and it's like if one person, three different people have the same content, you know, I might have a different way revenue of making it with that, and they might have another way, and, you know, they might get it out there before me, and that person might get it out before that person, and then by the time I'm ready to put it out, it's already on Turn sites and Pornhub and everything else. So it's like, it wouldn't even be a benefit to me to share it, you know. But a lot of performers don't think that way. They do a lot of share content, but like I said, I've been doing it for like 4 years now, so it's like took me those first 3 years to realize, like, you know, hey, I should do it a much different way than that way to be more beneficial for me down the line. So,
when it comes to you, when you're doing your webcamming, though, I know that you do a lot. I mean, like, you know, you're doing a lot of behind the scenes and working with other people, because I see you. I've stalked you. I've seen what you've been doing.
You stalked me.
But when it comes to girls that you're going to work with on webcam, how do you make it the right girl? Because I know from personal experience with me and working with girls, it's like either you have it or you don't. Like, it's like you've got to have that connection with that girl. So how do you, send this information out to everybody else so they can figure out if they want to do a couple show? What is your advice on picking the right performer to work with?
They gotta have Sammy qualities. No. No, I mean, you know, look at you. I missed that laugh too. That's funny. I mean, like I said, they gotta be wanting to. You know, they gotta have fun with it.
Right. And it has.
I mean, it's work. Just no different than going to shoot a scene for somebody. You know, I mean, the payout may be a little bit different where you have to wait for it or whatnot. But I mean, because it's not like a same day type deal. But I mean, like I say, being in front of the cameras is like, hey, let's just have fun and, you know, and just be ourselves. You know,
right.
I mean, like I say, and just having the chemistry. You gotta love what you're doing. You gotta not mind. Doing what you do, you know, you got some girls who, I had one girl that I cam with. I won't say names, but I was camming with her, and I didn't know she didn't like her pussy eat, you know.
Oh shit!
And I'm like,
what's wrong with her? Right?
and I honestly love doing it. I mean, that's one of my main things that I, you know. And I'm
yes,
like, it kind of threw me off, and I was like, wait a minute, like, what the hell? How do you not like that? But you know, I worked around it, and you know, but it was just like, you know, but it shows the performance, you know, because even when I tried, it was like you can see it in her face, or they can tell when they, you know, the noises and the sounds are not, you know,
right?
They're acted, you know, they're scripted sounds.
Right. So, okay, here's my other question for you, because, you know, you've been doing so much, you know, in the adult industry, and do you ever take girls, or not take, I won't say take, but do you ever work with girls on webcam that aren't in the industry at all, because I find it easier to work with girls on webcam that aren't in the industry at all, like webcam girls. Because you know that because you've done porn for so long, it's like you know that when you put a porn star on webcam, they act completely different than a girl who's done webcam or a girl who's never done webcam. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, for a girl who's never done, you know, webcam, like I say, it starts off slow at the beginning, mm-hmm. and they don't know what to expect, you know.
Right.
So it's something that it just has to work in within itself. But sometimes with performers, you know, it's, like I said, it's a different thing. Like if you're at with webcam, you have to put in work too on set just as much. But with camming, you're at your own pace.
Right.
So it's a whole new different setting vibe. It's just you, the laptop, and a webcam, and the big
mm-hmm.
couch, whatever that
is. And personality.
And personality, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like, you know, you have lights and directors telling you what to do. You're just sitting there like, okay. Because some will say, I just can't sit in front of a computer and talk to people.
Right.
I'm like, well, how can you call yourself a webcam performer? Are you want a webcam? If you know, it's no different than a girl sitting and trying to seduce on set. Are they doing like a solo or something like that? You gotta talk to them and communicate with them. It's no different than
uh-huh.
being like out at a party or a club or something. You just like actually in a voyeur process, you know.
Right.
You just talk to a computer. They can still hear you. They can still see you, and they can't physically touch you. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's basically kind of the same thing. No, but I think it's the whole main thing of just sitting in front of a camera, you know, on your bed and just, you know, waiting. You know, some just want that, I guess, that way of making money much quicker. But I mean, I think you can actually make just as much money that some perform. And I guess it just depends on how many times the performer shoot too. Throughout
right.
the week, but I mean, you know, if you put in the work in camera, you can just make just about the same amount of money you make shooting.
Well, and that's what I say. It's like I mean, I'm lucky enough because, you know, on stage too, it's like, well, and yourself, Dirk, it's like we've all busted our ass webcamming over the past few years to where it's like we can make just as much money, if not more, webcamming than if I would say, hey, you know what, I'm going to start shooting again. Because for me personally, I make more money webcamming than I do shooting because, you know, Dirk, the money's not like it was.
Right.
Things have changed, times have changed, and the guys like the live shit. They love it. The men and women love live. They just love the live interaction. And I love it. I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah, because, I mean, the thing is, I mean, people, all the performers that I know that I talk to on a regular basis, I tell them, one thing is, webcamming is persistent. Consistent, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's like even when we have the moratoriums and we're like shut down for a week or a month or whatever, you know, that's camming is consistent money. It is going to be consistent.
Exactly.
You know? Rather, if, you know, if we get shut down for 6 months, what's going to, you know, like, what are you going to do? Like, you're going to have to go to try to webcam and then you're like, you're trying to start webcamming and you ain't never done it. Now it's starting off slow. But if you kind of bounce back and forth in between it, then you kind of you build that fan base. So, you know,
exactly. And that's the key word right there. Fan base. Okay, it's two words, but whatever, it's keywords. Fan base. Oh my gosh. Dirk, you're absolutely amazing. Miss Sage Montana, do you have any more yummy questions for our sexy man before we end the show, my darling?
Are you going to be at AVN's in January?
Yes, I will be there in January.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Those butterflies going to be there? No.
Oh, they will be.
Oh, wow.
You know them damn butterflies are going to be flapping around all over the place. Oh, my Lanta. So, Dirk, you are absolutely fabulous. We need to talk.
Oh,
I haven't talked to
you
in forever. We haven't talked in forever. I'm so glad.
I haven't. Like I said, we're only about three hours away, and we haven't seen each other in how long?
I know, right? And you were just down here in San Diego for a game, and I...
Yeah,
I know, right? Damn it, man. That would have been fabulous. I totally would have went to the game with you guys. So I want you to give all your shout-outs on what you got going on, who you want to shout out, you know, your cam, whatever. Give it to me, darling.
Just, you know, you follow me on Twitter. My Twitter name has changed. It's Barbados, XXX, B-A-D-O-S-X-X-X. Follow me on Facebook, the Dirk Huge. You always can catch me either on MoralLive.com because I'm always doing shows with them. And I, you know, just give a shout out to them, Frat House. Wow, man. This is like my boy Twisted Bliss. Who else? Oh, man. I'm not even going to prepare for the shout out part. but I mean that's you know, just I mean also my I have a Cliff, I still have my Cliff Sale story, which I haven't did anything with yet, but I'm gonna be currently putting stuff on that, and that's cliffsale.com/55833, where I'll be putting a lot of different clips and stuff of stuff that I'm gonna be currently shooting.
Nice. So, and also I do want to say you guys can check out his cam shows on StreamMate at DirkHugeShoots.cammodels.com. Make sure you guys follow that because that's where he has lots of yumminess going on. There is some yum-yums. Look at the JJs. I'm just saying. He's got some yummy chicas on that page there.
Wow.
So much fun. So remember, everybody, follow him on Twitter at Barbados XXX, because he's going to have so much fun. Like, huge pictures and stuff with him and Immoral Live. There's so much fun going on his Twitter page. You don't want to miss it. I'm just saying right now. Too much fun going on. lots of naughtiness and lots of naughty titties I've seen on there. I've seen some titties.
Yeah. So, we have a lot of good ones.
Oh, boy. Yes, you do. I saw some big ones and some beautiful little ones. You're fab. Oh, my gosh. You're a fabulous baby doll. Thank you so much for taking the time to spend with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. So, everybody, once again, that was Derek Huge. And make sure you go follow him at BarbadosXXX and check him out on immorallive.com and also on DerkHugeShoots.cammodels.com. And he will be at the AVNs. You'll be able to take pictures with him, meet him, kiss him, hug him, grab his ass, and other things if you would like to. Because I know I will be.
Oh, my God.
You might have to take a real naughty picture, huh?
I'm releasing the new tatas at the webcam conference, which I'll be walking around the AVN this year, but I'm not actually going to be signing there. I'm going to be signing at the adult webcam conference, which is right across the street. So, but I'll tell you about that.
Okay.
I'll share that with you. So, Miss Faith Montana, give me a shout out there, sexy mama.
All right, guys, you can come watch me live on cam at sagemontana.cammodels.com. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter at sagemontana1 or Instagram at sageinvegas. And I do want to do a shout-out to Sweet Pea. He said he wasn't feeling very good, and we do wish you better health very soon.
Oh, Mr. Sweet Pea. Oh, and Sweet Pea, just so you're listening, the bracelet that you sent me is going into the jeweler on tomorrow so I can get the little clasp fixed. Thank you so much, baby doll. And everybody, you know, you can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrick69, also on Facebook, SammyBrick69. And you can catch my live webcam show, Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com. And you can meet me live in Vegas, January 21st, for our fan day. And the tickets now, if you're really quick and you go on to AdultWebcamAwards.com, get your fan ticket now for $50. There's going to be hundreds of cam girls there that you're going to love to come meet. We're going to have a photo booth. We're going to have body painting. We're going to have so much damn shit going on, you ain't going to know what to do with your cocks and vaginas. Just saying. So on that note, you guys, I love you, Sage. Dirk, love you, baby doll. Thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your days. And we're out. Yeah, we're out. You guys are fabulous. We will be back next Thursday live.
All right, take care.
Bye, you guys.
All right, bye.
You're awesome.
All right, bye. All right, Sage.
Bye, everybody. Have a fabulous evening. And yeah, we are out. Oh, shoot. Let me see if I hit the right. Okay, hold on, you guys. I'm not sure if I'm going to hit the right indie artist. Oh, my gosh. I do this all the time. Going out with Audrey Joelle. She is a featured indie artist here. And we're going out with Like It Like That, okay? Because I like it like that. Bye, everybody. Mwah. Kisses. And I will talk to you soon. Oh, yeah. And I'll be on Periscope tomorrow, by the way. So have a fabulous evening and good masturbation to everybody. Thank you so much.
just like it like that.
Something is never good. Ain't nothing wrong with being bad. They just jealous of what we have. I call it misunderstood. Won't gamble on us, but you can bet I do a thing like the games go from bedside. Only need what you're giving, the rest mine. Ain't too proud to beg, that's word the left eye. All alone with a nightcap. With me on the phone, having night chat. Always on the road, but I'll be right back. To put it on you, though, I know you like that.
Like that. I just like it like that. I just like it like that.